Hello, it's Lily here, and if you're listening to this episode after reading its title, it's probably because you've been thinking about starting your own business. Or maybe you're not thinking about it, maybe you know already that you want to start your own business and you're just not sure exactly what is it that you need to do to get started. So in today's episode, I'm going to walk you through the 8 steps that you need to follow in order to start your own business this year. Now, before we even get to the first step, here's what I want you to know. It's always better for you to start your business first, even if you are not 100% confident or sure that it's the best idea or that it's going to work out. It's just better to start it first for a few reasons. First of all, the experience that you get from starting your own business is going to be invaluable. Whether the business succeeds or even if the business fails, you're going to learn so much out of it. And then number two, because if you don't start it, you're always going to be asking yourself, what if? What if you had started that business? What sort of opportunities would it have opened up for you? What would have the experience been like? So, to avoid having any regrets, to start your own business this year by following these 8 easy steps. Now, in order to start your own business, the very first thing that you need to do is just to decide what business is it that you're going to do. Maybe you have already done this, in which case you can skip ahead to the next step straight away. But if you haven't done it before, then you might be in one of those 2 different situations. Maybe you're just having trouble deciding between a few different ideas that you have. You're not sure which one would really be the best one to choose. Or you don't really have any idea about the kind of business you want to do and the kind of niche that you want to target. So as you're trying to decide what business to start, the main thing that you need to keep in mind is that it's always better to just get started, even if you don't choose the perfect idea. Because if you take action to move forward with your motive right now, a few months from now, you will be a few months into the process of building your business. And you'll be then in a much better situation. You'll be able to much better determine whether or not it is the right idea. And at that point, you can always decide to stop building that business and pursue a different idea instead if you feel like it's not working out, or you might have found the perfect business idea by then and be well on your way to turning it into a success. So the point is that either way, by getting started sooner, you'll start making a lot more progress than if you wait until you maybe someday find the perfect idea, right? Now, once you've decided what type of business you want to start, then the next thing you need to do is actually create a business plan. You see, many people start businesses without any sort of plan whatsoever, but the reality is that your business is much more likely to succeed if you start with a proper plan. Now, writing your plan doesn't have to take a whole lot of time, but it will have a big impact on the success of your business. Now, if you're not sure what your business plan should say or should include, then here are a couple of tips. First of all, there are loads of free templates online available that you can get started with. But whether you choose to take guidance from free templates or take consultancy from a professional business coach, just remember that your business plan doesn't really need to be war and peace. Your business plan can also be short and sweet, because having any plan is a lot better than having no plan at all, and you're actually going to be much more likely to finish your business plan and follow it if it's not too long, right? Now, the next step, which is step number 3, is to do market research. So I know this might sound a little bit complex, but it's really simple. So let me explain. All you need to do is find some prospective customers and talk to them about the product that you're considering to create or the service that you're considering to offer. Okay, I understand that this might seem a little bit overwhelming, difficult, or uncomfortable, especially if you're totally new to the business world. And so you might think that you'll just skip this step. But I'm here to tell you that please don't do that, because you need to find people to buy your product, whether you find them now or you find them after you create your product, invest some money into it and start your business and try to make some sales. The difference is that if you find them now, then you'll be able to start your business with a lot more confidence, you'll be able to save yourself from all the potential losses, and it'll be much more likely that your business is going to succeed. All right? Now, if you cannot find people that will buy your product, then your business isn't going to make any money, right? So you need to find these people at some point. Either you do it now or you do it later. And if you do it now, then you'll be able to talk to them ahead of time and learn what they like about your product or the service that you plan to offer. You'll learn what they don't like about it. You'll learn how to make it as good as possible. And then your business can be as successful as possible at the later stage. Now, once you've done your market research and you've gotten some clear feedback from your prospective customers, then you can proceed to actually developing the product. Okay, now depending on what type of product is it that you're creating, this process is going to look very different. Because on one hand, you might be creating some sort of a physical product, and in that case, you need to design the product first, and then you'll need to have a prototype created, and then probably a series of subsequent prototypes before you finally have the finished product, and then you can have it produced en masse. On the other hand, if you're creating a digital product like an online course, then you would need to plan out the course and then film the lessons for the course, write down the materials, create worksheets, and so on. And finally, if you are starting a service-based business where you're going to be providing a service to your customers, then you need to plan out how your service is going to work, you need to develop service packages, and you need to figure out how you are actually going to provide the service to your customers. Okay, step number 5 is to create a website for your business. Now, I'm not going to say a whole lot about this because I'm sure you've already seen plenty of web development commercials at this point. But I just want to say that you could either consider building your website yourself using WordPress, which can actually create great results, but just be prepared to invest a lot more time into the process and especially into the process of learning how WordPress works if you want to go down that route. Or you can hire a professional website development and maintenance company such as Hibia to save yourself from all of the headache and get your website built as quickly as possible at a very cheap and reasonable price. So now once your website is up and running, it is time to start marketing your product because now you are ready to start making your sales. Remember that marketing is an absolutely essential part of the process, and in fact, most people say that it is the most important aspect for any business because it's like if you build a better mousetrap, the world will not beat a path to your door, right? So no matter what, you have to get out there, you have to tell people about your business and about your product, or else they wouldn't know that it even exists, right? And if they don't know that it exists, they can't buy it. So how do you market your business actually? Well, if you have plenty of time but not very much money, then you might consider using networking or some kind of content marketing. Content marketing is just where you make videos or write articles. They're helpful to your customer to attract the people who will be interested in your product. But on the other hand, if you have a budget but you're short on time, then instead you'll want to look into paid advertising or maybe consider outsourcing the marketing for your business to some company or an individual. Now, once your marketing starts to really work out, then you'll start making sales and you'll have customers that you need to serve. So this is where the seventh part of the process comes in, and that is about building up your business and making it grow. So this is where things really start running. You have to move into the role of your business, that is the CEO of the business, where you'll be running the company. You're not just building a company from the ground up anymore. You have to show up for those customers week after week and deliver to them that product or service that they have purchased from you. And depending on what your business sells, this is going to look pretty different actually. For example, if you are selling a physical product, then you're going to need to continue to manufacture that product, you're going to need to ship the product out to your customers, and you might have to do some technical work to fix problems with the product as well. On the other hand, if you're selling a digital product like an online course, like I mentioned before, then your work of serving your customers might all boil down to just answering their questions about the product that you're selling to them, or answering their queries about the skill that you are teaching to them through your course. And finally, if you start a service-based business, then what you're going to do is you're going to have to show up for your customers week after week and provide that service to them. So you see, the kind of product that you want to sell is really important for you to decide on at this stage when you're just thinking about starting your own business and getting it off the ground so that you would know what kind of work you want to be doing later on. Do you want to be working with customers day after day after day? Or do you want to be able to sit behind your computer and answer their questions and help them out in that way? Or do you want to be shipping products every single week? That's something you need to think about right now because in the future, that's what running your business is really going to look like, right? Now, after the 8th step in the process that we just spoke about, your business will be up and running, and the final piece of the puzzle is really growing your team so that you can scale up your company easily. Because in order to serve more customers, you're going to need more help. So you're going to need to hire some more people to serve those customers and to run the business for you. Maybe you'll hire customer service specialists, maybe you'll hire more people to actually create the product for you, or maybe you'll hire to run the administrative parts of your business or to market your business for you to get more customers. Now, of course, you might also choose to not hire anybody at all. You might want to keep things simple, keep your company small, and remain like a solopreneur forever, and that's also totally fine. It's just that you will have to make decisions about hiring or not hiring people to help you run your business. Alright? Now, that's pretty much all there is to it. Just follow these 8 simple steps and you'll be on your way to building a successful and profitable business. Now, of course, it goes without saying that even though these steps are pretty simple to talk about, they all do require a fair amount of work. You can expect to invest at least several weeks, if not several months, into the process of getting your business up and running and making money. So my biggest piece of advice for you as you're getting into this new venture off the ground is to commit to being in it for the long haul from the very beginning. You see, if you are impatient and you don't properly anticipate how long this process is actually going to take, then you are probably going to give up before you even make your first dollar. You need to understand that this process takes time, it takes work, and you need to prepare yourself mentally and emotionally and even physically from the very beginning. So that means if you are not ready, then all of the different things that you need to do and the different things that hit you along the way are really going to throw you off the track for your business, and your business might even fail before it even gets off the ground. But if you really want to start your own business, then just know that it's not really all that complicated. Anybody can do it if they put their mind to it and if they're willing to do the work. So if you're serious about starting your own business, then just go for it. Here's me, Lily, wishing you all the best in all your pursuits and signing off for today.